It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday. A lot coming your way today. I'm at my at-home studio slash dorm room, as Adam Odala called it. Put that on the pre-show video today so you can get a little behind-the-scenes look where I've been broadcasting through my journey. And with my immune system still as low as it is, it's at its lowest point. I won't be in the First Midwest Bank studio for a little bit longer, but the boys are there. I see a Tom Waddle picture is up in the First Midwest Bank studio as I watch through Twitch, courtesy of Miller Lite. And Abdallah and Black are along as usual. Waddle went to go see his parents, so he'll be off for the next couple of days, but the usual fun will be had on the show. What's up, boys?
Sylvie, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, actually. Yeah, all things are good. The Bears are 5-1, getting more and more energy every single day. The kids are at home e-learning again, as Lake County has now made recommendations that Deerfield was the first school district to shut down, but Lake County now is making the recommendations that all of their schools shut down and go back to e-learning. So we've taken a step back in that regard. But look, you know, one day this is all going to be over, and we're going to throw the biggest party when it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a reminder, wear your masks, continue to socially distance, wash your hands, and do what you need to do to stay healthy, right?
Yeah, those three things, right, yes. So there's a lot going on today, and I even have some nuggets on the Blackhawks with Pat Boyle today. We've asked a lot of tough questions in the last 24 hours regarding the rebuild notification. I mean, this is sort of like the notification before, you know, it really happened. I mean, I guess the Hawks have been in rebuild mode for a year or two now, they're telling people. But they're just notifying us that they've been in rebuild mode, and they're notifying their stars now. So Boyle will fill us in on that coming up at 3. And I got some good Cubs and some other good World Series nuggets to pass along. Bulls stuff, too. We haven't talked about the Bulls in a while, but we're getting closer to the draft. But, you know, obviously the Bears are the thing, and the Bears are 5-1. And I had a good a YouTube chat today with our buddy Dan Wiederer. He has a YouTube channel, so that chat's going to be on. And I came up with a sort of analogy that I have not brought to the show before. But I've done it before with comparisons of my old dating life, which was never truly successful until I met my wife. But that I want to share with Black and Abdallah. But what's on your guys' mind today before I get into that?
No, I think what you're looking at with this Bears team, you know, it is the constant conversation we've been having the last couple of weeks. Are they good? The record says yes. The offense and what we've seen with our eyeballs and the production would tell us no. The defense, very good. And they have a game this weekend that's a big game. And it's a game that's going to go towards the playoff stacking for seeding when we get to that point, because I think we can both we can all assume, all three of us, that the Rams are going to factor into the playoffs, and the Bears at 5-1 are going to be a factor in the playoffs. So I'm looking forward to Monday night and trying to figure out whether or not this Bears team is actually good as their record says.
Yes, for sure. Abdallah, how do you feel?
Bears win on Monday night.
Oh, whoa.
I'm calling it
How
right
about
now.
That?
I'm calling it right now.
Sylvie, did you know last
Bears
night?
Win on Monday night.
Last night on the show, Abdallah said that the Bears are one of the five best teams in the NFL.
I gave my power rankings. Bears are one of the five best teams in the NFL. Take that.
Whoa. Wow.
And they win on Monday night. Because I think that I like the. So here's my philosophy, right? Last year, the game was close, correct? Between
yes,
the Rams and the Bears?
Got a little out of hand late, right?
Was the offense is the defense better this year than last year?
Yes,
are. The special teams better this year than last year?
Yeah,
we
got a kicker.
Do you trust the quarterback more this year than you did last year?
Yes.
Bears win. Because you want to know the four? You talked about this yesterday, Sylvie. Mm-hmm. You built this house for some reason, no one asked you to build it yesterday, and you were on an island by yourself. You're like SpongeBob. You're on the only house. I guess their Squidward was next to him, so that's a bad analogy. I take back that analogy. You were on an island by yourself yesterday.
Take back. That should be the new segment.
Take back.
I think we just came up with something because we're going to play some stuff today. I also have a poll question about playing band audio. But as Cap loves to say, take that about everything.
Take back.
What is like one statement that he needs to take back?
So my take back is that analogy. You're Gilligan. You're on that island alone yesterday, even though Gilligan. Right. Again, take back again. I don't know these references. But my point is this. Let me get to my point. My point is this. The Rams have 4 wins. Do you know who they've beaten? Your crappy NFC East. That's it. They've beaten the Cowboys, they've beaten the Eagles, they've beaten the Giants, and they've beaten the Washington football team. That's it. They've beaten 3-4 crappy teams.
Yeah, they're tough to figure out.
They've lost to the Bills and they lost to the 49ers. The Bears are all better than those 4 teams. They're going to win on Monday night. Take the money line. Do it.
Well, look, I would not be shocked if they go to L.A. and they win. Not one bit. I want to see an improved offense. Now, your top five team, I'm not going there yet. I mean, the Ravens are better, the Steelers are better, the Titans are better, and the Chiefs are better. Those are 4 teams in the AFC that are better. And then the you have them better than the Packers?
Well, transitive property, Sylvie. The Bears beat the Bucks. The Bucks beat the Packers. Transitive property. No, the Bears are better than the Packers.
The Seahawks are better.
Whose defense is better?
The Bears' defense is better. Whose quarterback
is
better?
What wins
What's the most important position in football?
What wins championships?
Quarterbacks.
Defense.
Do they?
Can we have both? Did we see the Chiefs last year? The defense was pretty good, and they had the quarterback.
You have to have both. You have to. And that's what's like. That's what I want to get to today. And we've spent a lot of time about this, whether it be on a Victory Monday, where people are like, talk about the good. I want to know from our listeners, when you talk about the 5-1 Bears, the first words out of your mouth and the conversations you have, is it about your happiness, your joy, and about what they do well, or is it about what they don't do well and perhaps dismissing them? Because, and don't ever get me wrong, don't ever, ever, ever get me wrong, that in a world, and I talked about this with Weederer today, in a world, when you're 5-1 and in a world of COVID, when we didn't know if the NFL season would happen, there was no NFL bubble. This was not what was going on in the NBA. This is not going on with the NHL, where we know the testing is going to be clean. This is, how many people in a building at once meeting and practicing in a contact sport unlike baseball. So they had things they had to get by that none of the other sports had to get by. So just the pure joy of being able to watch Thursday night football, Sunday football, Monday night football, all of it, the joy of seeing the Bears win at 5-1 after an 8-8 season, the joy of just seeing football in general is there. I will not, don't let that go and say that we're not counting that, because that is all being counted. But what, and I want to bring up an analogy shortly, but the thing about this defense, and I was listening to Greeny talking about his thing with the Steelers, is what is very rare these days in the NFL is a Bears defense. That is what could separate them, and exactly what you were saying, Abdallah. But if you are so bad offensively where you can't take advantage of the defense, you are just a mirage. You are not water in the desert. You are simply a mirage, and you are simply fooling your eyes, because they've got to be the average that Waddle's been saying offensively. And will they ever get there? And that's what we've got to, what we're trying to figure out, right? It's what Allen Robinson talked about today during his Zoom calls, correct?
Yeah, he did. They said they're not where they want to be. I mean, Foles said that they're not where they want to be. So I think we know that. But I also think that they can muster enough offense to beat the Rams. And one week at a time. They can beat the Rams. They can go in there and make enough adjustments, and Foles is smart enough to not turn the ball over and throw the ball away and, get away from Aaron Donald.
Well, we thought that with that interception from the last game, too.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people.
What's that supposed to happen?
Jameis Winston turned the ball over 45 times last year.
No, you don't want to start with Jameis Winston as your leading example.
Well, I mean, he should have been here, shouldn't he?
You know what? What's interesting is since we talked last night, Abdallah, did you see what the line is now for Bears Rams on Monday night?
It moved. It moved
big time.
It moved.
So the Bears are now a 6-point dog on the road, and also the money line is 225.
Oh, I mean, I like that. I would hop on that too.
I agree,
especially with the points. Right? They don't usually get blown out.
No.
And like if they fall behind, they usually come back. If they take a big lead, they usually let the other team back in the game. But it's usually a close game under Matt Nagy, isn't it?
Yeah. And especially as of late, you know, I think the one thing that this defense is going to do is keep them in games. And, you know, we're talking about whether or not Foles can really get it done. And it goes back to some of the conversation we were having yesterday with Waddle. Is like, who would you rather be right now in the NFL? A team with a stud quarterback, but a defense that's trash, or a defense that's really good, and a quarterback that's trying to find his way? Because, you know, the two examples we talked about yesterday, Sylvie, were Tennessee and Seattle. Now, we would all agree we would much rather have Russell Wilson. And we went back and forth about Tannehill. But I think if you look at the way the Bears are set up, and what Abdallah's kind of pointing to is that they're going to be in games because of this defense, and we hope that this offense can figure it out and not be in the basement offensively by the time we get to the playoffs.
Right.
I think that's the goal here, and it's a big measuring stick game, I think, on Monday night against the Rams.
It's low expectations of what we've thrown out there. There are many radio shows and many fans who think unrealistically. Well, we have put out there as the B average, less cute, more nasty, is simply being average, being mediocre, not being the worst. That if you could pair decent with this great defense, that could be the formula to do some damage. And that's the reason why, you know, we've been, because we haven't seen it. Because can you trust the run game in the 4-minute drill to run out the clock and to pick up crucial first downs? Can you trust wide receivers to get open and run the right routes? The coach told you they're not running it correctly. Can you trust the coach to make the right play call where he's will go to the run game and won't just be pass happy? There are so many different areas that while we're not asking for greatness, can they do check all those boxes to get to average? And that's what we want to ask you. I want to share my analogy coming up next, and it has to do with dating. I did not get married till I was 40. I struggled mightily in the bars and the dating scene. I heard Cap and Hoodie talk today about catfishing and getting catfished. I was never catfished. Proud to say that. But it wasn't pretty. Sylvie single, not pretty. And I want to compare this Bears team to my dating and why I veer towards bringing up what they can't do instead of what they do well. 312-332-3776. When you talk to your buddies, are you harping on the greatness of 5-1, or are you harping on perhaps discrediting them or what they need to do better? Take all your phone calls coming up. I also have a poll question out there. If you listen to our show, you may know that there is banned audio on ESPN 1000. Maybe you don't know about this. There is audio from about a year ago that is banned on this radio station. We have gotten access to it. Should we share with you the lost tapes, the banned audio today? We're going to let the poll question brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealer dictate whether or not by the 5 o'clock hour, before the 5 o'clock hour, we play this audio. Should we share with you today the ESPN 1000 banned audio? You can vote online on my Twitter handle on at Waddle and Sylvie. The analogy is coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
All right, so here it is. And I do this a lot with the analogies of my past years. This Bears team, when I look at it, it reminds me a lot of my dating life. I had a lot of girlfriends back in the day that would last 6 months, last a year. You know, I had a couple relationships like in the 2 year situation where we were with each other for 2 years. And think about it. If you know you're not going to marry someone, aren't you just wasting your time? If like, and let me ask you guys this, Black Abdallah, and I know you guys are happily married. What were some of the most important qualities you were looking in a wife?
Man, we're getting deep here today. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'll get there here eventually.
I didn't really have a checklist. I think compatibility is probably high up there, right? Like enjoying spending time with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Faces are good, right?
Good face.
Like if you had a face.
Looks was high up
good
on there.
Good face. We're going to quote some Mix-a-Lot at all.
So did you have a checklist? Is that what?
Well, look, I mean, I think there are some basics. I mean, don't you think that trust number one. If you're in a relationship.
Common interests.
Right.
Like, yeah. Winnie and I enjoy doing a lot of the same things. So, you know, we go to concerts together. We go to, like, we enjoy the same foods.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so here's my point with the having fun versus knowing, is this forever? Okay. Having fun versus knowing that this is forever. There were many of those relationships that were 3 months, 6 months, year, 2 years that may not have been bad. And they actually were good, where I have a lot of good memories. But in the end, and while this was happening, I knew they weren't going to be it. And so we were sitting there. We'd have really, really good times. We'd go to see great concerts. We'd have really, really good dinners. There were a couple in there that, you know, in the bedroom, they were good, really good. Oh. Not sure what they'd say about me. I'm just telling you from my viewpoint what I would say about them.
I'm sure you gave a good effort.
Yes. But in the end, if you knew that this wasn't it, did you really want to go any farther? So this Bears team is providing me with a lot of good times. They are that 1 year relationship where the sleepovers are really good. Going to the movies is really good. We may even share a pet.
The sleepovers are really good.
Oh, a pet. Yes. Yes.
We may have even prematurely gone out prematurely and we got a dog together. Right.
Oof.
How'd that go when it ended?
Oh, I got that's Cosmo. That was my last dog. I got to keep the dog.
So she didn't. I won the fight with that one.
I won the custody battle. Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And that dog provided me 14 good years. But the point of this is I knew there was something about this that wasn't right. You know. And when I watch the Bears, and I love that they're 5-1, and I love Khalil Mack, and he's grading out as good as he's have in this 3 years, and Akeem Hicks is awesome, and we had Jalen Johnson on yesterday, and he's been awesome, and what Kyle Fuller's been doing, not only with his coverage skills and with the way he's separating the receiver with the ball, and Eddie Jackson is back to doing his ball hawking ways. There's so many. Roquan Smith is flashing now and maybe becoming a superstar. So I could list all this good stuff, but where the hell is this offense going to get me? And I know that if in the end this offense doesn't change, this is not the team that I need to truly be invested in that is going to eventually get me to the promised land. Do you understand what I'm saying? That I feel like I'm wasting getting a dog together with this team, and this is going to be more of a problem in the end than it's going to be promise. More problem than promise. And that's why I am where I am with this football team right now, because they're not just average. They're not just bad. That they're crappy bad. They're really bad problems in the future bad. So you guys buying my analogy or not?
I think it's a good analogy. I would add this. It may be because of the complex that we all have in this city, where the last Super Bowl champion in this town was the greatest team ever. So we keep thinking that we are looking for that Gisele Bündchen, that whoever your number one all-time crush is, thinking that that's going to be your forever wife type of thing. You see what I'm saying, Sylvie? Like, not all championships are a team that has no flaws.
But I want an offense that's a 5.5 or a 6. I'm not asking you for a 9.5.
You might have to keep looking. I think it's interesting, and I see where you're coming from with this, and it may not lead to a championship. But I think you can at least have a good Labor Day with this team, and I think you can have an enjoyable cuffing season.
I was going to say, season. I don't know if you know this, Sylvie, since you've been out the game a while.
I think you might be okay.
And I have been out the game a while, too, but we are not, unknown to cuffing season.
All right, give me what is cuffing season here.
We are now towards – well, it's different this year.
Yeah, it's a COVID cuffing season.
It's a COVID cuff. And cuffing season is, to me, the rules of cuffing season. Everybody has their own rules, but my rules of cuffing season were: cuffing season began when the leaves started to turn and the weather, you get sweater weather, and once it's sweater weather and once it's hoodie weather, it becomes cuffing season. And the idea is to meet as many mates, if you will, as possible,
right,
and then have it narrowed down by Halloween. Because Halloween is when you narrow it down. Then you've got a month to figure it out whether or not you're going to take this mate to Thanksgiving. Because if you invite to Thanksgiving, then you're committed to Christmas.
That's a commitment, man.
Then you're committed to Christmas.
Introduce
because if you're committed
family,
to the holidays,
you set the table, yeah, the whole deal.
Maybe you stop by for dessert afterwards if you're not that committed. You have until Thanksgiving within that month to judge the commitment level of this relationship, and that's how you base the Thanksgiving invite. Then once you're done with the Thanksgiving invite, you've got a couple weeks to get out because you don't have to buy a Christmas present or holiday present if you don't want to. You don't have to get in that. And then after that, you got to figure out who you're spending out New Year's with. So the idea is to have this mate narrowed down by Halloween. Or you just have it narrowed down to like 2 or 3 at Halloween, and then you bounce between parties, and that's when you figure it out. As Halloween, it becomes like the 80s movie trope where you've got multiple dates and you're switching costumes at the party, and then it backfires on you. So to me, you're trying to figure out what part of Thanksgiving you're taking the Bears to. Now, the Bears don't play on Thanksgiving, so you can invite them to whatever part of Thanksgiving
you want. I think December 1st is my cuffing, the start of cuffing season.
That's like 3 days after Thanksgiving this year.
I know, but this isn't about Thanksgiving because they could turn it on in December, right? I'm saying for football lingo. Like, I need to know by December 1st, right? Can't we give them till December 1st?
No, I think
to show up so they can be average in the last month of the season and let's go?
I think if they win on Monday, you're cuffed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If they win on Monday, I think you're in. I think national media is going to jump in on this.
Even if their offense looks like crap.
Six and one.
If the play caller's too cute, but the quarterback's just...
Sylvie, in cuffing season, they're always too cute. So that's something you got to watch out for here.
Yeah.
You know that's going to come down the pipeline.
I don't know if I could trust the play caller. And if you can't trust your mate, where are you going in any sort of relationship?
Well, I mean, that's why it's cuffing season, because what takes place is you have this pseudo relationship over the winter when it's cold. And the moment it gets warm, they spring and they go somewhere else. Once boating season here in Chicago starts back up, they go to the playpen. They find the guys with the boats.
Oh, those are
the
worst.
How about this? How about if I give you 3 more weeks to
figure
this out?
How do you compete with the guys in the playpen?
You can't.
I don't have a boat.
No.
I don't have a guy with a boat.
How about this? If you leave for the guy with the boat, guess what? You'll be back. You'll be back.
Oh, they look so happy in the Instagram pictures.
Yeah, because the guy with the boat's got a boat for a reason. You'll be back. Don't worry. You'll be back.
All right, can we take some calls? Mike in Hoffman Estates, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys? Sylvie, thanks for taking that analogy, because now you kind of summed up my phone call. So I'll try to give some different angles to what I was saying. But kind of the same view as you had. Let's face it, the Bears are going to make the playoffs. I mean, they have a very good start. They're 5-1, so even 8-8 this year, they're going to probably make the playoffs with the extra playoff spot. That being said, back to your point with the longevity of the team. So this team went 12-4 2 years ago, and a big part of that was similar to right now. They had a strong defense and average to below average offense, but they favored the schedule. So because of their record last year, I think that they're running into a similar situation with that. So I think this is going to be a repeat of 2 years ago, and you're going to get a good Bears playoff, a good Bears team with a good record, rather. And I think that in the NFL, the strength of schedule is not really used as a measuring tool. So I really think that when you see like a 10-6 or 11-5, it's going to kind of show that this team looks better on paper than they really are. And I feel like they're just setting themselves up to kind of have a repeat of the about 2 years ago.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your phone call. 332-3776. I guess my main point is I've dated the same girl all my life, except in different people. Like, they're very similar, and I know when it's not going to work. And we've gotten the same Bears team all our lives. We've gotten the Rex Grossman Bears. You know, we've gotten the good defense and the not good enough offense Bears. And I hope they prove me wrong where they eventually find it. And again, I'm enjoying it. But sometimes I don't enjoy it because I know in the end we're getting the same team. 332-3776 if you want to react. More coming up.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Some great tweets coming in about the analogy as well. Adrian tweets me and he says, "So the Bears never met your parents." And that's the point of this analogy too, is I was fooling myself and I would introduce these women who really I didn't have a future with to my parents. I was fooling myself. Like, I used to fool myself with bad offensively challenge Bears teams. Like, I would do everything. I'd take them to my parents. I'd fool myself. But in the end, I knew that I was, in the end, just wasting time. Spooky Salem says, is Ryan Pace the pet in this reference? And no, Khalil Mack's the pet. Ryan Pace is the woman because he assembled this. And he drafted the quarterback and didn't give me my forever quarterback.
We had someone call in, and I'll paraphrase because it wasn't. He said basically the Bears and Ryan Pace are the girl that you accidentally knock up and then you're stuck with something.
Well, that's why I used the dog as the analogy. Khalil Mack is Cosmo in this.
Well, this is more Trubisky.
No, because my dog was great. My dog provided me with 14 years of awesomeness, and I have all great memories. Like, what Khalil Mack has brought us as Bears fans is joy and domination and awesomeness, but there's a bigger problem here than just the dog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the kid you didn't want.
That is me. Yeah, you're right about me.
Because the reaction was the same way. Like,
yeah.
We're all sitting around watching the draft like, what? What do you mean?
Congratulations. Are you guys getting married?
I'm so glad that we watched that draft together. I'm so glad that that was the draft.
I should have been filming. It's one of the biggest regrets of my professional life is that I saw it, but I didn't start the camera to get your guys' reaction.
Meller, Waddle, and me did not go to social media to get the picks tipped, and Abdallah did. So we had no clue that the Bears were trading up to 2. We had no clue that Mitch Trubisky was the pick. We reacted to Roger Goodell's announcement, and we were at a cigar bar getting hammered, eating food, and I jumped out of my chair, Waddle's jaw hit the ground, and Abdallah was just laughing at us. And we should have gotten that on tape. And now we always have that memory of where we were, who we were with, and could talk about it on the show.
And we'll be paying for it for 18 years.
Nick in Lombard, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Hey, not too much. How you doing, Sylvie?
We're great. Thank you.
Just first off, long-time listener, really happy that you're recovering and hope you stay healthy and well.
That means a lot, Nick. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. I like your analogy, but honestly, I wanted to call the other day. I didn't get a chance. Watching the Bears for a few weeks, I was kind of sitting there going, this is all fool's gold. We're coming back from behind. Defenses are letting up on us, and we're sneaking our way into wins. But at 5-1 now, I'm starting to feel optimistic, and maybe I'm getting fooled. Just because it's like, I mean, I know it's not the best teams we played against, but 5-1 looks pretty good. Beat the Bucks, who went in, beat the Packers big the other night. Thinking that, yeah, we're going to beat the Rams on Monday night. I think it's possible if the offense even improves slightly. I think that that Rams team's a lot weaker than their record shows, and we have a chance to really capitalize on that. So that's all I got. Hope you have a good afternoon, and I'll be listening.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, I like, if the Bears go 2-2 in the next four, and they've got a really tough four games, that would be good in my book. And especially if they would lose, even if they lose, like, say, to the Titans, but they show some signs of better offense, then I'm getting behind them even more with more confidence that they could be something. It's not necessarily about the winning or the losing. It's how getting into the dance and showing me that they're capable of winning games because of your offense and not always because of the defense. Matt in Plainfield, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going? Big time listener. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I think kind of when you're talking about when you're like who you're with, when you're talking about the game and the Bears themselves, and if you're like harping on them or being more positive. One, I think it depends on the people you're talking to. I think if you're talking to Packer fans in Illinois, tend to be more positive and stuff, especially since they lost to the Bucks, which I thought was great. And then, when you're watching the game with your, you know, maybe your dad that's also a Bear fan and stuff, kind of really harp on them. You know, I think it's really depressing seeing them do as horribly as they do on offense and stuff. It takes them so long to get down the field. Their runs are 3 to 4 yard gains and stuff. When we have a great running back, but it's just, I don't know what's going on with the offensive line or the defense is just too good. But I don't know. It's really depressing, especially when you see other teams where they're able to throw the ball downfield and move like quick and stuff. They're down, they can start on their 20 and they can end up at their other team's 30 yard line and maybe like 3 or 4 plays and stuff. Just seeing that, it sucks.
So, when's the last time that you texted your buddies, your close friends who are Bears fans, during a game, watching the offense and saying that was awesome? Do you know what I mean? Like, whether it was a great run, whether it was great blocks, whether it was a great catch, you know, maybe Cole Kmet with his first time. But, you know, like, more times than not, aren't you texting your buddies saying, this sucks? Why can't we block anybody? Why can't we run for more than 3 yards per carry? That's basically when you watch the game and you're in the moment. Isn't that what you're texting and thinking?
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, and I also kind of want to harken to an article by Dan Bernstein of 670 The Score, and he said of the Carolina game, it was an exhibition of what they are right now, which is a pretty just a great pass rush with some aggressive defenders behind it, a punter and maybe a not awful kicker. Everything else runs the gamut from merely desolatory and unreliable to outright maddening. Here was a 25th ranked run defense in the entire league in the Panthers, and the Bears is 25 carries netted for them just 63 yards. We can't pass off such inefficiency as a product of facing a sturdy opponent like the Colts or Buccaneers.
All right, do I have to hear his whole article? I mean, come on now. I mean,
actually, was that Sylvia, a bit? Let me bring
was
it
that
up.
A, was, gonna, that a, was that a bit, too, at the end?
I don't know what that was. I asked Abdallah, I go, is this
I
real?
I think he was going to read the whole article.
I didn't know that Dan could look up the stats of defensive whatever the heck he was talking about.
We all got stats, great, bro.
Billy and Berwin, you're on ESPN 1000. Billy, do you want to read someone else's column to us?
He writes? I didn't know that.
Boys, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Hold on. I'm sorry. No,
call
no,
me
never
Ishmael.
Mind. What's up, boys? How are you?
What's going on, Billy?
First of all, Sylvie, the best victory Monday that I think we've all experienced is the weekend after you announced that you were in remission. So very, very excited for you. I like your analogy. I have another analogy for you. I think the Bears are a really inexperienced poker player, but they're like a really good friend that you bring to poker night, right? Like, they're sitting next to you. It's like a really good friend, and you have to keep nudging them and being like, hey, like, you're the small blind. And they're like, oh, what's a blind? And then they keep winning hands. And you're like, how are they winning these hands? I don't get it. and they put their cards down. They go, I don't have anything. And it turns out they have like a straight flush, right? Like they're doing good.
Right.
And you're happy for them. But you like it.
Right. Their process or their reasoning or their rationale is bad.
Right. And now you're in the other room because you've already lost and you're watching HGTV. You're not going to bet on them to win the whole thing. Right. But then they might win, and that's awesome. And then you can all text about it and be like, hey, did you hear about Mitch or whoever it is?
But, Billy, do you really believe in the end, even luckily, that this team has what it takes with this offense currently to win?
I don't know.
I don't think. Like, that's why I'm stopping. Because I've been fooled before by other Bears teams in 18. I was fooled before in 06. I understand. We got Hester. And I know they got Manning. I know they got Peyton Manning. But if Rex just makes the right decision, and if we go heavy Thomas Jones, we're good. Like, haven't we learned from that in the past?
I think so. But to his point, though, like, the Bears still, it's not, the Bears know what they're doing. They just can't screw up. Like, this is, you know, don't turn the ball over, make opportunistic plays, like, don't be a dummy. And you've got a quarterback that's knows what he's doing in there now, and that has won a Super Bowl and was the MVP of that Super Bowl, and now the defense just has to carry them. I think we know what this team, like, we know Nagy keeps on saying, oh, we're trying to figure out identity. This is your identity. You're a really good defense.
Well, then
and a
they
subpar
can't win.
Offense.
Adam, if that's the case, that's my point. They can't win as is. They have to, like, you don't trust your line. You don't trust your run game. You don't trust the play caller. How many wide receivers do you trust besides Allen Robinson? You definitely don't trust Anthony Miller at this point. Like, you can't, that's why these next 8 weeks, these next 6 weeks, like Waddle's been saying, you have to show us that you're not just this, that you have to be better.
See, but here's the thing that I keep going back to. You beat Tampa Bay here at home. And you could give me all different reasons to how they won that game. But Tampa, you know, and analytics are pointing to that Tampa's one of the best teams in the NFL. DVOA is suggesting that they're the best team in the NFL, even though they're 4-2. So there's that. And then you go on the road and you beat Carolina. I think Carolina is actually pretty good. And when I watched the game on Sunday, Sylvie, at no point did I think that the Bears were in seriously going to be challenged to lose that game. They were in control of the entire game until that final possession. So, like, I feel like we're just trying to find reasons to why we don't like this team when, no. If you look at it on the other side, this offense can improve.
Yeah, but see, I'm definitely not. That's my point. I am not. This is not a bit. This is, like, this show is not about bits. This show... I look at this team, and that's what scares me, is they can't win as constituted. They can't. Even if the defense goes up another couple of rungs and they're 18 dominant, they can't win it all that way. And then if they can't win it all this year, you're sort of stuck with the quarterbacks of what you got, and how are you going to get your next quarterback?
Oh, yeah, that's a train wreck. I don't disagree with you. The quarterback situation for the future is a train wreck. But, like, to respond to you saying they can't win that way, they are winning that way.
Not at all. Like, they have to get better. They have
They're
to show me
one,
they
though.
Can run. I know. That's the point of this. It's just like with the 06 Bears. We really talked ourselves into Rex Grossman beating Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but he was throwing 40 spots.
My 0-1 team?
Like, I
Dude,
remember that.
Do you know how much I love that 0-1 team? Look, if we get a heavy dose, steady dose here of A-Train, if we give it to A-Train 35 times, Jim Miller just has to play, you know, consistent football. Shoup will dial up a couple of plays, and he'll impress us eventually. No, like, we fooled ourselves again. I don't want to fool ourselves again. I want a real reason. So
Sylvie, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with the reason? I mean, look, she likes sports. She likes Smashing Pumpkins. You guys like going out
just
to dinner
hanging
together?
Out with
what's
you?
Wrong?
I don't trust her.
Who do you think you are? Can just pick and choose.
Who
she's
you?
Hanging out with you.
Who
I just
wronged you before
trust
in a previous
her.
Life? What is that? Has she given you a reason not to trust her?
And I'm not asking for her to be a 9. I'm asking her to be a 5.5 or a 6.
Seems like you got to lower your expectations and know what team you're dealing with.
I know what she's viewing me. She knows she's with a 5. I just want her to be a 5 or a 6. All right, 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Cap finally admitted it. He finally admitted it. We'll play that for you next.
This hour is brought to you by your Chicagoland Acura dealers. Visit any of the 11 Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers today, or learn more about the Acura MDX at ChicagoAcuraDealers.com.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
There was big news coming in on our brand new morning show. Cap'n Jay Hood, the guy sounding awesome. And I was listening as I normally was, getting ready to head to a workout, and I had the speakers up, and then Cap admitted this.
But when you draft someone number two, Mitchell Trubisky, bust.
Oh.
When you pick, well, I mean, if he never gets back on the field.
That breaking news?
I think it is. Points Bet.
No.
This is breaking news.
Danny?
Powered by Points Bet Sportsbook. On Chicago's home for sports.
Wait a minute.
ESPN Danny. 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We turn now to veteran newsman Dan Zetterman with breaking news on Cap'n Jay Hood. Dan?
Gentlemen, thank you for having me. The facts to this story are just coming in. I am now going to send it off to the correspondent on the street, David Emmanuel Kaplan, who can fill us in and give us more. Please, David.
When you draft someone at number two, whether that be our teammate Jay Williams, who was then Jason, and you don't get what you think you signed up for, be it through injury, be it through poor performance, whatever the case may be, that means it's a busted pick. I'm not calling him a bad player. He got hurt. When you trade up at number two from three to two to get the quarterback that you think is the future of your franchise, and if Nick Foles doesn't get hurt, he will never throw another pass in a Bears uniform, most probably. That then means that that pick was a bust.
Gentlemen, what I am gathering from the correspondent on the street is David Emmanuel Kaplan is now admitting that Mitchell Trubisky is a bust. Let's mark this day down on the calendar, October 21st, 2020.
Oh.
We have now a realization that Mitchell Trubisky was a bust. Thank you, David. Back to you, Jonathan.
Hey, it's just called honesty. That's it.
Well, not yet. His career is not over as
a Bear. Sure that little soundbite will be on a loop with the two dudes from Libertyville tonight.
Oh, no.
And that's fine. I'm just being honest here.
Only on for an hour.
When you draft somebody high in the, I'm not talking about a fifth rounder doesn't work out. That's not a bust. That's a flyer. It's a lotto ticket.
Well,
when you draft someone at number two and it doesn't work out, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Ray Charles could tell you, if he doesn't get back on the field, it's a busted pick.
Well, you're Ray Charles, Cap. I hate to say it. I mean, without the piano skills.
why is Jay Williams taking a shot across the bow of a sudden?
Because that's how he started talking. He was. They were talking about Keyshawn.
Well, yeah.
First, they were talking about, they were going to play some Keyshawn audio.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about Jay Will, and then how Cap got in trouble once for calling Jay Will a bust, and how Jay Will called him and he said, "I thought you were my guy. How am I a bust?" And
Bird.
So
goldfish.
And then, like,
dog.
There's a couple of things. I want to know how long before that is banned audio. Because there was an admission last year on the station that is now banned. I don't know how many people know this. Doesn't happen often. But there has been a ruling, right, Black? I mean, you know firsthand, the audio has been banned, and we have a poll question whether or not people think that we should play the banned audio today in celebration that Ray Charles finally saw what Mitch Trubisky is.
Yeah, Sylvie. So I used to work Cap and Company every day on this station. And yes, you're right. There was banned audio. Shout out to Good Karma Brands, because ever since they have taken over, it seems as if I have access to the audio, and we've played it, and I think we should play it again.
Just the tapes.
Yeah, I mean, we have it at our disposal to use whenever we want, because it's, I think, great content.
Well, then it's up to the listeners, because if it's above 50% on at Waddle and Sylvie before 5, I promise to play it.
You know, Sylvie, what the banning of the audio reminds me of is, you ever see the person in a restaurant who thinks that they run the restaurant? So they tell you you can't do something,
even though they don't. He's the manager, right? Right.
No, he thinks he's just Mr. Manager, but he's just a customer.
Like, he's a customer, but it's his spot, right?
Sir, this is a Wendy's, and you don't work here, sir. So yeah, like he says that it's banned, but I'm not on that show anymore, and neither are you, neither is Abdallah. So we have access to the audio if need be.
Okay, if need be, if you vote it, if you want to hear it,
bird, goldfish.
No one told me I couldn't play it.
Yeah. But listen, you know.
So the band audio could be played before 5 if you vote yes enough to make it over 50%. Pat Boyle's going to join us. It was a secret in the Blackhawks front office that they were actually rebuilding. I think that's what they're telling us, that they've been rebuilding secretly without telling their players and without telling the fans. We'll find out from Pat Boyle coming up in 2 minutes.